Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara brings the Braisa. There's a machlokes between the Tzedukim and the Chachomim. How to explain the pasuk ki ba'onon eiroa ala kapiris? According to the Tzedukim, this pasuk is telling us that the Kohen Gadol has to put the Ktoris onto the Gecholim before he goes Lufnai Lufnim, so that there already is an Anon, a cloud of smoke, while he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Chachamim argued, they brought a different Pasuk, V'nosata es HaKadoshim ala Eish Lufnai Hashem, that you only put the Kodesh onto the fire inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara continues, what do the Chachamim do with the Pasuk, Ki ba'onon eiroa ala kapiris? Melamed, the teacher says, Shenoisin ba'male oshon. The Braisa then brings a second pasuk, v'chisa anan akteres es akapiris, also to tell us that you put mala oshon. And the Gemara behemshich has a number of terutzim why you need two psukim to teach us the din of mala oshon. Now the Braisa also says, holoi nosen ba mala oshon, oisha chiser achas mikol samoneo chayiv misa. This second pasuk of v'chisa anan akteres finishes off v'lo yomus, and from here we learn that if you did not put mala oshon, and the Braisa also adds, if he was chiser achas mikol samaneho, he missed one of the other samamonim, chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. On this, the Gemara asks, v'tepikle dekoma ayel b'yarei konis. Once we know that the Ktoris is possible if it did not have mala oshon, or if it's missing one of the samamonim, memel he's chayiv misa because he came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sheloy l'tzarech, and the Pasuk earlier says, al yovi b'chol eisel ha-kodesh v'lo yomus. So the Gemara brings two nafkaminos, cases where you would not be chayiv for biyarei konis, but still you're chayiv because it's the Ketoros chasera. Rav Sheshet says in a case where you were shogeg on the biya and you were mazed on the aktara, and Rav Ashi says a case where you brought in two sets of Ketoros, so there you're not chayiv for biyarei konis because you did bring in one shleima. Nevertheless, you're chayiv for the second one because it was chasera, like we learned from the second pasuk that Ketoros chasera is chayiv misa. So the maskana of the sugya is that there's two separate chayuvim. There's one chiyuv of biyarei konis, and there's a second chiyuv of misa for ktoris chaseira. Now the Gemara increases davov omer aleph. The Gemara brings the braisa, which some say every day the braisa of pitum ktoris, and there it says chiser achas mikol samamoneho chayiv misa. Now Rashi over there explains ki ayel b'yom kippurim. When does the braisa mean to say your chayiv misa if one of the samamonim are missing? On Yom Kippur, if he goes lufnai lufnim, and Rashi continues, v'ksiv al yovek b'chaleis el ha-kodesh v'lo yomus, v'chi ma'ayel b'ktoyos shiloi kehilchaso, b'yarei konesi v'chayiv misa. Rashi says, when does the braisa mean to say your chayiv misa if one of the samamonim are missing? On Yom Kippur, because since it's possible, memeila to b'yarei konesi in your chayiv misa, like the pasuk says, v'yovek b'chaleis el ha-kodesh v'lo yomus. Now there are two chidushim in this Rashi. Firstly, the pashtus of the Braisa is that we're talking about all year long. There's no mention here of Yom Kippur. Rashi's mechadish that this is only talking about Yom Kippur the rest of the year. If you're makdir, Ketoros chaseira, there's no chayiv misa. And secondly, Rashi says, why is it that you're chayiv misa? Mishum biyarei konis. He doesn't say because it's Ketoros chaseira. He says because of biyarei konis. And Rabbi Kveger over there in the Gilyan Hashas is mitzayin yumadaf nun gimel amir aleph. V'tzarech Ian. He asks on Rashi that it's shver from Er Sugyo. Er Sugyo clearly holds that the reason why you're chayiv misa for Ketoros chaseira is not because of biyarei konis. The Gemara says there are nafkaminas, even in cases where you won't be chayiv mishum biyarei konis, you're still chayiv misa mishum Ketoros chaseira. So even if we'll assume that Rashi is correct, that the chayiv misa is only on Yom Kippur, the truth is the psukim that Agamar brings are talking about Yom Kippur. So even though the Braisa over there in Krisis does not say we're talking about Yom Kippur, but even if we'll be madchik that the Braisa means dafka on Yom Kippur, but still that which Rashi says that the chi of Misa is because of biyarei konis, that lachar does not fit with our Gemara, which says clearly that there are two separate chiyuvim, one chiyuv of biyarei konis and one chiyuv of ktoris chaseira. Now the truth is we really have to be masber, where does our Gemara get this din that ktoris chaseira is also chayiv Misa? Bishlam, if you did not put mala oshon, so that clearly the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk says v'chisa ananak teres esekapiris, and the pasuk finishes v'lo yomus. If you didn't put mala oshon, there's a chi of misa. But where does the braisa know to continue oisha chiser achas mikol samoneha? So Rashi Bryas explains that this the Gemara means to be medayik from the words in the pasuk that says Haketoires. Haketoires is mashma shleima v'loy chaseira, and therefore from this pasuk v'chisa anan Haketoires, we have a mekar that loy nosen b'mala oshon or chisar achas misamaneo chayiv miso, and like Aristotle gives mevor, that's even without the problem of biareikonus. However, Rashi increases, does not mention this. He says the problem of chisar achas misamaneo is that it's a biareikonus. The Shita Mikubetas in Hashmotas over there increases, asks this on Rashi as well, that the Chi of Miso, he says, is surely Bekoyim Oisashono, that's the Pashas of the Brais over there, and therefore it cannot possibly be because of biareikonus. Biareikonus into the Hechol does not have a Chi of Miso. It has a Lav, but not a Chi of Miso. And further he asks, that the sugi over here by us in Yuma is mavur, that there's a chi of misa even without biareikonus. And therefore he argues on Rashi, and he says the chi of misa is the whole year as well, and it's not because of biareikonus, it's learned out of the pasuk of achisa and hakteres, and he says the pshat like Rashi says also by us, that hakteres is mashma shlema v'loy chaseiro. Other achrenim as well ask this kasha on Rashi, the Be'er Sheva increases, the Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, and they leave off Tzorech Iyun on Rashi. Now the Aruch Laner increases, and similarly the Evin HaOzel on the Rambam Hilchos Klei Hamikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, they want to be madcha this kasha on Rashi, that Ein Echanami in Er Sugya, it's Mavur, that there's a separate Chi of Misa, even when there's no Biarei Konis. However, the Brais over there increases, that says, Chisar Achas Misamaneo Chayiv Miso, Rashi says the truth that really you can't be mechayiv in miso for biarei konis. Arsug had to be mechadish that there's another chi of miso because we brought a separate pasuk v'chisa nanak teres which says a second time v'lo yomus. That our Gemara understands must be telling us a separate chi of miso besides the miso of biarei konis. But Rashi says the truth that really you could be mechayiv him for biarei konis if it's chisa achas misamaneo. And Ersuger just says that the second pasuk, which has an additional chi of miso, that must be in a case where there's no biarei konis, like the two examples the Gemara gives. But in a normal case where he is amazed on the bia and he only brought one set of teres inside, Enechanami Rashi is correct that you could be mechayiv him for biarei konis. However, we could lechayra take out from Rashi that the din chisar achas misamaneo chayiv miso is only true on Yom Kippur. Rashi went out of his way to explain the Brais and not like the Pashtus, that it's only talking about Yom Kippur. And according to the way these Achreinim understand Rashi, that Ein Echanami, there's a Gemara by us that says there's a separate Chi of Misa for Ktoras Chaseira, but Rashi said the Pashtus that in a normal case you don't have to come on to that. But we do see that Rashi holds that the Din Chi of Misa for Ktoras Chaseira is only Yom Kippur. Because if we had learned from Yom Kippur to all year round, Rashi would have learned that the Brais is talking about all year, and your chayv b'shem k'teres chaseiro, he wouldn't have said that it's only Yom Kippur, and it's b'shem biarei konis. Now let's take a look at the shita of the Rambam. How does he bring down the din of k'teres chaseiro? So in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Hei, Halacha Chof Hei, he quotes, like Er Gemara says, that there's a separate chi of misa for biarei konis and for k'teres chaseiro. His lashon is, chiser min k'teres achas misamaneho, the Rambam actually brings the first pasuk, which the Lechem Mishnah points out, l'chera, the mekar of v'chisa achas misamaneho imala oshon, is the next pasuk, v'chisa anan akteris es akapayres. But Akapanam, he says that there's one chi of miso for chisa achas misamaneho or imala oshon, and then he continues, v'chein chayev miso al biyosei beloi mitzvah. That's the din of biarei konis. The Fikach, the Rambam finishes off, im shogag bebiya, vehezit bekteres, oishenichnas bekteres shleima ima chaseiro, chayiv miso. That's like Agamara says, that since there's a separate chi of miso for chisar achas misamaneo or malo oshon, therefore even in cases where you're not chayiv mishon biarei konis, there's still a chi of miso. This is the din if you're makter bekteres chaseiro on Yom Kippur. What about the rest of the year? So there's a machlokes between the mefarshim of the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? Is there a chi of misa for k'teres chaseira the rest of the year? The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, seems to say that there is a chi of misa. The Rambam over there says, chisar achas misamaneo chayiv misa. However, the Rambam finishes, sharei nasis k'teres zara. Now many achrayim discuss, what does the Rambam mean to say that it's like a k'teres zara? And some mefarshim, including the Mari Kurkis, learn that it's lav dafka because a k'teres zara, if one is makter k'teres, when there is no chiyuv, he brings on his own an extra k'teres, there's no chiyuv misa, there's only a lav. But Akoparan, the Rambam does seem to say that Chisar Achas Misamaneo is Chayiv Misa. However, the Mari Kurkus over there in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, he says clearly that even the Rambam is masking that there's really no Chayiv Misa for Ktaris Chaseir the rest of the year. He says Rashi is Mavur like that, and he says really the Gemara Bayas is Mavur like that as well. Because the Gemara asks Akasha, why do we have to be Mechayiv Misa Mishum Ktaris Chaseiro? Typically, that anyways is Chayiv Misa Mishum Bia Reikonis. And if the din would be that Chisar Achas Misamaneo is Chayiv Misa even the rest of the year, what's the Gemara's Kasha that typically Mishum Bia Reikonis? The rest of the year there is no Bia Reikonis. He says clearly, Ersug is Muchach, that the din Chisar Achas Misamaneo Chayiv Misa is only on Yom Kippur. And he says that which the Rambam over here says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Chisar Achas Misamaneh Chayiv Misa, the Rama means to say that if you leave out one of the Samamonim, then you will calmly day Misa when Yom Kippur comes and you use the Ktairis Lufnai Lufnim, then already there'll be a Chayiv Misa. But Erechanami, if you don't use this Ktairis on Yom Kippur, the rest of the year there is no Chayiv Misa for Ktairis Chaseira. The Radvaz learns like this as well. However, the Mishnah Lamelech argues on this. He has an Arichas in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perek Beis Halacha Gimel on the Inyan, and he learns that the Rambam holds that there is a Chiyuv Misa even the rest of the year, like the Pashtus of the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash Perek Beis Halacha Ches. And he explains that the Pasuk which Argamura quotes, V'chisa Anan HaKtores, from HaKtores we learn that Ktores Chaseiro Yechayiv Misa, this is a Giloi to all year long, that for any Ktores Chaseiro there's a Chiyuv Misa, and it's not only in Yom Kippur. Now the Mishnah LeMelech has an Arichas, because he says, what about the din chisar mala oshan? There, only in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam paskins that if it's chisar mala oshan, you're chayiv misa. In Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, where we mentioned before, he says that if it's chisar achas misamaneh chayiv misa, the Rambam does not mention at all, what about chisar mala oshan? And the Mishnah LeMelech is medayik that the Rambam holds that chisar mala oshan is chayiv misa only on Yom Kippur, not the rest of the year. And he's medayik this as well from the Braisa and Krisos, the Braisa of Pita Maktores, there also it says, Chisar Achas Misamoneo Chayiv Miso, it does not say Mala Oshon. And the Mishnah LeMelech says that the Rambam holds La Halacha that there's no Chayiv Miso on Chisar Mala Oshon. And he says, even though Behemshach HaGemara, we have Rav Sheshis who explains the two Psukim of Mala Oshon, that one of them is for Yom HaKippurim and one of them is for the rest of the year, but the Mishnah LeMelech says the Rambam does not paskin like Rav Sheshis, he's a Das Yochid. The other Amiraim have different explanations in what the two psukim are, and Halacha we hold that there's no Chiyuv Misa on Chisar Mala Oshon. However, he asks, what should be the difference? Why do we say that Chisar Achas Misamaneo, which is learnt out of the pasuk of HaKetores, which is also said by Yom Kippur, there we say that it's Lav Dafka Yom Kippur, the din is true the rest of the year as well, Mashenkin Legabe Chisar Mala Oshon, there we say it's a din only in Yom Kippur and not the rest of the year. And he explains that legabe ladin k'toras chaseiro, there's no svar to be mechalik between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. If the Torah says that k'toras chaseiro is chayiv miso, why should it be dafka on Yom Kippur and not the rest of the year? The chiv has nothing to do with going lifnai lufnim. That's a separate chiv of miso for biyarei konis. And therefore he says there's no svar to be mechalik between k'toras which is brought in the kodesh hakodashim to k'toras which is brought in the heichal. If the Torah said that one ingredient missing is so chomer that there's a chi of misa, then even k'toras brought in the heichal will have that same chi of misa. Masha ink in legabe the din of male oshon, there are differences in the tzura how the k'toras is brought on Yom Kippur. There's a different shear on Yom Kippur. The shear is male chofnov, so perhaps here as well, the Torah only gave a din of male oshon to accomplish a specific tzura how the smoke should go up only by the k'toras of Yom Kippur. And he says the rest of the year, even though we do find mentioned in the Braisa of Pita Maktaris that you always put Mala Oshon, but he said it's not Midai Raisa. It's not learnt out of the Pasuk by Yom Kippur, which says that you have to have Mala Oshon. And he compares it to Melech Sedoimus, which is only coming to be Misakin. It enhances the rest of the Ktaris, but it's not an integral ingredient. And he quotes the Beis Yosef on the Torah, Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, who says like this as well, that Mala Oshon, the rest of the year, is only coming to be Misakin, and even if one leaves it out, he's not chayiv anything, he's not over any Isser, he just didn't do the mitzvah min ha-muvchar. This is how the Mishnah Melech explains the Rambam, that there's a difference between Mala Oshon and Chisar Achas Misamoneho. Chisra Achas B'Samaneh, there's a Giloy from the Parsha of Yom Kippur that all year long there's a Chiyuv Misa if one of the Samamonim is left out. Mashenkin Ma'ala Oshon, there's no Giloy from Yom Kippur. So just to summarize the din of Chisra Achas B'Samaneh, in Er Sugya we saw that besides the problem of Bia Reikonis, there's a separate Chiyuv Misa for Chisra Achas B'Samaneh, at least on Yom Kippur. What about the rest of the year? So the Parshas of Rashi and Krisis is that the rest of the year there is no Chiyuv Misa. Even on Yom Kippur, Rashi seems to say the Chiyuv Misa is Bishum Bia Reikonis, which the Achronim ask L'Cheres Keneged Er Gemara. In the Shita of the Rambam, the Marie Korkis learns that the Rambam also holds the Chiyuv Misa is only on Yom Kippur and not the rest of the year. However, he explains that it's not because of Bia Reikonis. The Rambam says clearly, like Er Gemara, that there's a separate Chiyuv, besides Bia Reikonis, there's another Chiyuv for Keteres Chaseira. And the third tzad, which really is the Pashas of the Braisa and Krisis, and this is how the Mishnah Lamech learns Badasa Rambam, that the Chiyuv Misa is all year long, even though the Pasuk is only said by Yom Kippur, but from there we learn there's a Giloy that any Keteres Chaseira also has a Chiyuv Misa. Now it's interesting that this Machloikis could have an Afkamina Halocha L'Maisa. The Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel, which we mentioned before, he quotes a Ma'ari Abuav, who says that you should not say Pitmak Torahs only Mitoy Chaksav, only if you're reading inside. Why? Shema Yechsar Achas Misamamonim V'yechayev Misa B'kriya K'may Ba'ak Torah. Just like if you're Makter K'teres Chaseiro, if you read the parasha of K'teres and you miss out one of the Samonim, you could be Chayev Misa. And the Maria Abuav says that perhaps for this reason, in some kehilas they do not say Pitamak Teres, even though they say other karbonis before davening, but they do not say the parasha of Pitamak Teres because of this chash that you should not come with dechi of Misa. However, the Beis Yosef argues. He says that if you look in Rashi and Krisis, Rashi says, what does it mean that there's a chi of Misa? It's really Mishon Biyare Konis, for coming with Nayu Lufnim, and if so, this is not negeya for someone who's just reading the parasha of Pitam Akteris. And then he continues and he says, even if you hold like the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it's not because of Bia Reikonis, nevertheless he has a few svaras to say that perhaps it's not an issue for someone who's only reading the parasha. Now the truth is, Bedasa Rambam, perhaps it's totally in the Machloikis that we mentioned between the Mari Kurkis and the Mishnah Lamelech. According to the Mari Kurkis, the Rambam also holds the Chi of Misa is only on Yom Kippur, and therefore there will be no issue with saying the parasha of Pitamak Teres. Whereas if you hold like the Mishnah Lamelech, then according to the Rambam, there is a Chi of Misa for Teres Chaseira all year long, then perhaps there would be an issue of saying Pitamak Teres. Now the Darkei Moshe over there brings down the Minag Ashkenaz. He says the word Choshesh for the Ma'ari Abuav, and therefore the Moisachoil, that people are Torah, they're busy, then we're Choshesh that he might leave out one of the Samamonim. Only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where people are more relaxed and not rushed, then we say Pitam Akteris, there's no chash that he'll leave out one of the Samamonim. This is all agave the Chiyuv for Akteris Chaseira. Now let's go back to Ma'ale Oshan. We mentioned before that the Mishnah Lamelech understands Bedasa Rambam that Ma'ale Oshan is only a Chiyuv on Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, he says it's not a Chiyuv, we don't learn it out from Yom Kippur, and all it is a din to be misakin. To improve the rest of the Torah, it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. And we quoted the Beis Yosef who said like this, and we mentioned that even though Rav Sheshis in the Gemara is mevur, that the two psukim of Ma'ale Oshan, one of them is for Yom Kippur, one of them is for the rest of the year, the Mishnah Lamelech says we do not paskin like Rav Sheshis. In the Tosis Hishonim over here, Dibur Maschava typically, he brings the Machlokes Rishonim, he quotes Rabbeinu Menachem, who says that Ma'ale Oshan is only a din on Yom Kippur, not the rest of the year. And Rabbeinu Elchanan argues on this. He says that the rest of the year as well, there's a din Ma'ale Oshan, and there's even a Chiyuv Misa. He says, once we find that there is a din Ma'ale Oshan, which Lecher is based on the Braisa in Krisus, Davov, then he says it must be that we learn it out of Yom Kippur. And if we learn it out of Yom Kippur, then there's a Chiyuv Misa as well. The Siach Yitzchak quotes this Tosfos Hashanim, he understands that the Machlokes is that perhaps even the other Amiroim in the Sugya, they also are maskim that there's a din Ma'ale Oshan the rest of the year. Surely Rav Sheshis holds that way, and the question is, what do the other Amiroim hold? However, there's a very interesting pshat in the Sugya that really, even according to Rav Sheshis, the rest of the year, there's no din Ma'ale Oshan. In the Sefer Chochmas Odom, in Hilchas Avelos, he has a piece where he discusses the Shita of the Gain, a well-known chiddush of the Gro, which was based on a medrash that he says that Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go lefnayu lefnim any time throughout the year as long as he brought the karbonis that the Torah describes in Parshas Achrimos. He says the mashmois of the psukim is that Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron, Agavei b'choleis el HaKodesh, he cannot come lefnayu lefnim, but however, b'zois avi Aaron el HaKodesh, if he does this seder, then he is allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only at the end of the parasha does it say that this seder should be done on Yom Kippur. Like the pasuk says, V'hoysel lechem l'chuk ha'soylem b'chodesh ha'shvi b'eser l'chodesh. The Goyin understands this to mean that you have to do this seder, you have to bring these karbonis every year on Yom Kippur, but Aaron still had a heter to go lefnayim lefnim if he wanted to, as long as he does the karbonis of this seder. And the Chachma Solom over there uses this gra to answer a number of kashas, and one of the kashas he answers, he says the Mishnah Lemelech was bothered by how could the Beis Yosef say that the rest of the year Mala Oshin is only l'chatchila, it's only mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Rav Sheshis in Erzuge says, "Ein li elo biyom kippurim b'shayim ois hashana minayin tam loimer v'chisa." He learns the psukim are telling us that even the rest of the year there's a din Mala Oshin, and the Mishnah Lemelech has to answer that the other Amirim do not agree to Rav Sheshis. And the Chacham Shalom says that according to the Gra, you could say that really everyone agrees to the din of Rav Sheshis. However, Rav Sheshis meant something else totally. When he said, "Ein li elo biyom kippurim b'shayim ois hashana minayin," he didn't mean that Torah which was brought the rest of the year. That's a different type of Torah. It's brought in the Heichal. It has a different Seder. There's surely no din Mala Oshan. What Rav Sheshis meant to say is, "Ein li elo biyom kippurim," if Aaron does the Avodah biyom kippurim, then he has to do Mala Oshan. B'shayim ois hashana minayin, if Aaron HaKohen wants to do the Seder of Yom Kippur the rest of the year, and he wants to bring this Torah lefnayu lefnim, how do you know that he also has to add Mala Oshan tam loimer v'chisa? All the Gemara means to say is, if you'll bring the Torah lefnayu lefnim a different day, like for example Aaron HaKohen who was able to do so, then you'll also have to add Mala Oshan. But the Torah which was brought in the Heichal on the Mizbeach Hazov, that was a different type of Torah. There the Beis Yosef says that it's only a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Now in the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara was bothered by why do we have to have a separate pasuk to be mechayev misa for Teres Chaseiro. Anyways, he's chayev because it's a biyarei konis. So the Gvura Sari over here asks the Kasha, why doesn't the Gemara not give a different teretz? That he came in lefnayu lefnim derech meshupash. This is a Gemara in Menachos Daf Chav Zayin Amir Beis. Someone who comes lefnayu lefnim derech meshupash, which we'll see in a moment what that means exactly, is not chayev misa mishum biyarei konis. And therefore the Gemara could have said that in this case you have to be mechayev him misa for k'taris chaseira. What exactly is derech meshupash? There's a few mahalchim in the Rishayim over there in Menachos. Rashi over there says it means he did not come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the entrance on the Mizrach side, rather he knocked down part of the wall either on the Dharam side or the Tzofen side, and he came lefnayu lefnim. Rashi brings a second pshat, that even if he did walk through the opening in the Mizrach side, but if he did not walk in facing the Arin, then he's not chayiv misa. The pasuk says, "Al pnei hakapiris." You're only chayiv misa if you walked in facing towards the kapiris. If he was turned sideways when he came in, he's not chayiv. Tosfos over there has another pshat that there was an entrance, there was a trap door in the Kodesh HaKadoshim which was used by the umnim, the craftsmen, when they had to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to make repairs. If someone came inside from that door, since he did not walk in the main entrance, he's not chayiv misa. Therefore, the Gevurah Sari asks, why can't the Gemara say this is a case where we need to be mechayev him for k'taris chaseira because he's not chayev mishum biyarei konis? Now, there are a few mahalchim and achronim to answer this kasha. The Gevurah Sari himself gives a teretz that since the pasuk, when it describes the kohen gadol coming lefnayu lefnim, it says he takes the k'taris vehevi al mibeis leparoiches. The lashon biya or hava is mashma coming in the normal way. This is the reason why if one comes in lefnayu lefnim an unconventional way, like through a trap door, then he's not chayev misa, because it's not called a bia. And therefore the Gevurah Sari says that if the Kohen Gadol will bring the Torah in lefnayu lefnim using one of these types of entrances, then the Torah will actually be posel, since the Torah uses the lashon of a hevi al mibeis leparoiches. And therefore, even if the Ktores is Sholem, there's nothing missing, or even if there is Mala Oshon, the Gvorasri is Mechadish, then he'll still be Chayiv Misa, because he's bringing in Lufnai Lufnim, the Ktores of Yom Kippur, in a way which is possible. Therefore, the Gemara cannot have said that you need the pasuk for Kteres Chaseira or for Loinosin Bamala Oshon in this case when he did not bring it in a normal way, because in this case, anyways, he's Chayiv Misa, even if it would be Kteres Sholem and not be missing the Mala Oshon. So obviously we're talking about a case where he came in normally and the Kteres would have been kosher, and now that he did it Chaser or without Mala Oshon, the Kteres Mechadish that he's Chayiv Misa. And that the Gemara wants to know that anyways he's Chayiv Misham Bia Reikonis. This is the Gvuras Ari's Teretz, and there's another Teretz which is exactly the opposite of this Gvuras Ari. In the Chedusha Agriz on Zvachim Daf Kufir Beis, he quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim, and this Teretz is also in the Sefer Afika Yam, Chelik Beis, Simin Lamid, B'Shem the Sefer Kedushas Yontif, there Mechadish, that if the Kohen Gadol will come Lifnai Lifnim, Derech Meshupish. So like the Gvuras Ari says, this is not called a Havo, and therefore the Teretz would be Pasul. So these Achreinim say, in this case, that even if he brought in Ktores which is Chaser, or even if it did not have Mala Oshon, since this Ktores either way would be possible. This is not the Ktores that the Torah is referring to because you did not bring it in normally. If so, these Achreinim say, then this is not the Ktores which the Torah is Mechadish, has a Chiv Misa. So not only will you not be Chai for Bia Reikonis, you also will not be Chai for Ktores Chaser, or for Loinosin B'Mala Oshon. The only way you could be Mechayiv Misa is if you bring the Ktores Lifnai Lufnim, the way the Torah describes how it's supposed to be done on Yom Kippur, and the only thing you did wrong was you brought Ktores Chaser, or you didn't put Mala Oshon in, that's where the Torah was Mechayiv you Misa. But if you brought Ktores, which anyways would not be kosher on Yom Kippur, it's not the Ktores that the Torah described, here the Torah was not Mechadish and Nuchiyiv Misa. So according to the Gvuras Ari, it comes out that if you bring in Ktores Derech Meshupish, and even if it's not Chaser, and even if it does have Mala Oshon, the Gvuras Ari holds that there's a Chiyuv Misa. Not because of Bia Reikonis, if it's Derech Meshupish, there's no Chiyuv of Bia Reikonis, but because you brought in Ktores on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a way which is not kosher. According to the other Achrayim, the Afika Yam and Reb Chaim, the opposite is true. If you went Derech Meshupish, then even if it was Chaser, or did not have Mala Oshon, you're not Chayiv Misa. The Ktores was only Mechayiv Misa for Ktores, which was done correctly, and the only problem was that it was Chaser Misama Meneho, or did not have Mala Oshon. But either way, we have a Teretz to the Gvuras Ari's Kasha, why the Gemara did not want to answer that he came in Derech Meshupish. Now in Rav Ashi's Teretz, Rav Ashi says the case is talking about he brought in two haktorois, one sholem and one chaser, and therefore he's not chayiv for bia reikonis. The only way you could be mechayiv him is because of ktoros chasera. Now the Ritva over here says that the case has to be talking about that he was makter both the ktoros chasera and the ktoros shlema. Then it's not considered a bia reikonis, and you could only be mechayiv him for the ktoros chasera. However, if he was only makter the ktoros chasera, then we can still be mechayiv him for a bia reikonis. Since l'maisa he did not end up being makter the sholem, that's called a bia reikonis. The Ritva says this as a dover pashut. However, we find in the Mishnah Lamelech, Perek Gimel Hilchos Bias Migdosh, in the end of Halacha Yud Tes, he says over there a chiddush, that a kohen who comes inside with the intent of doing an avodah, but does not end up doing avodah, is not chayiv mishum bia reikonis. The Isra of Bia Reikonis, whether it's to the Heichal where there's a Lav, or to Kodesh HaKadoshim where there's a Chiyav Misa, the Isra is for the Knisa, for coming in Al Das, with the intent of not doing any Avodah. If he came in Al Das to do an Avodah, there's no Isra of Bia Reikonis. And he proves this Yisoid from Er Sugya. He says, the Gemara says, if you're Ma'ayel, you bring in two sets of Ktiris, one Shalim and one Chaser, you're not Chayiv Mishum Bia Reikonis. And he says the pashtus is, even if he's only makter one of the ktoros, he only ended up being makter the chaser, since he also brought in a ktoros shalem, he's not chayiv mishum bia reikonis. The lashon of the Gemara is that he brings it in. The Gemara doesn't say that he was makter both the shalem and the chaser. And therefore he says, Er Gemara's mashma, As long as at the time he came in, he wasn't over any Isser. He came in with a Kteris, which is Shalim. That's not a Bir Reikonis, because he could have done the Avodah Behechsher. Even if later he does not end up being Makter the Shalim, he's not Chayev Mishum Bir Reikonis. This is not like the Yisoid of the Ritva. Ritva says that only if he ends up being Makter the Shalim, then it's not a Bir Reikonis. If he does not end up doing the Avodah, the Ritva understands that it's Niskala Lemafreya. We see retroactively that his bia was not for the purpose of doing an avodah and he's chayiv. Now the Avnei Nezer quotes this Ritva and he makes an interesting point. It's in Or HaChaim Simen Chof Aleph, Ois Vov. He says that according to the Ritva that you have to be makter both of them. If you weren't makter the Sholem, then you're chayiv mishum bia reikonis, and the case for your chayiv mishum teres chaser is when you were makter the Sholem. So he says, what was the order? Which one was he makter first? And he's mechadish that it has to be that first you were makter the chaser, and then afterwards you were makter the sholem. Because if he was first makter the k'teres sholem, he already finished doing his chiyuv of being makter k'teres on Yom Kippur, lefnai ulefnim, then when he goes afterwards and is makter an additional k'teres, this is a k'teres which has no chiyuv, it's not considered the k'teres of Yom Kippur, and this is not what the Torah meant to be mechayiv misa on. The Torah meant when he goes to be makter the k'teres of Yom Kippur, which the Torah was mechayiv him to do. If he's makter that k'teres, missing one of the samamanim, the Torah was mechayiv misa. But if there is no chiyuv aktara, he already was yotzei his chiyuv, then now he's going on his own to bring a new k'teres. So perhaps it could be a k'teres zara, which is a chiyuv lav, but it's not the chiyuv misa that the Torah is referring to. And therefore the case has to be that first he brought the k'teres chaser. In other words, at the time he did the Haktorah, there was a chiyuv to be makter the k'teres on Yom Kippur. And since he brought this k'teres, missing one of the samamonim, the k'teres mechayiv in misa. Afterwards he brought the sholem, which accomplishes that he's not chayiv mishum bir reikonis, only mishum k'teres chasera. In the Sefer Afik Eyam, we mentioned before in Chelek Bey Simin Lamed, he discusses the sugya. He has a suffix about this shayla. What happens if you're first makter the sholem and then the chaser? Are you chayiv misa mishum k'teres chasera? Perhaps once you're yotze your chiyuv already, there's no longer a chiyuv of k'teres chasera. Or perhaps either way, the Torah is mechayiv him as long as he brings the k'teres chasera lefnai ulefnim, even if at the moment there is no chiyuv haktara, also he'll be chayiv misa. Now there's another interesting kasha from the Gvura Sari on the sugyo. The Gemara wanted to know, why do we have to be mechayiv him mishum k'teres chasera? Either way, he's chayiv mishum bia reikonis. The Gvura Sari asks that really we could be mechayiv him for a different reason. Once he brings the k'teres chaser, which is posel, and he's not mekayim mischiyov, then he should be over the isser of being mavir b'yom kippur. He's making a fire, shalei l'tzayrech, l'erani heter, on Yom Kippur, which is chayiv kares. Kares is even more chomer than misa b'day shemayim. Why do we have to be mechadish a new chiyov of misa b'day shemayim? For k'teres chaser, anyways, he's chayiv kares for havara on Yom Kippur. And he says, according to the Teres of Rav Sheshis answered that he was a shogeg on the bia and a mezid on the aktara. You could use that same answer to the answer of the Gvura Sari's kasha, that the case is talking about he was a shogeg on Havara b'Yom Kippur. And in that case, we'll have to be mechayiv him misa b'dei shemayim for the Teres chasera. However, the second Teres of Rav Ashi said a Teres he brought in a sholim and a chaser. This would not help to answer the kasha of the Gvura Sari. This only helps to make it that he's not chayiv mishum bia reikonis. But lemaisa, we could still be mechayiv him on the k'teres chasera for havara b'yom kippur shalei l'tzarech. This kasha he discusses as well in the Shagas Aryeh Simen Ayin Aleph, and he has a tzad over there to say maybe there is no iser deraisa of mavir on Yom Kippur. However, his maskana is that there is an iser, and this kasha is shver. Why doesn't the Gemara say that he's chayiv kares? There's a number of terutzim in the Achreinim to answer this kasha. The Migdash David in Simen Chav Dalid, Sif Kotan Dalid, he has it sad to say that the case could be talking about that the Kohen Gadol was makter both the K'teres Shleima and the K'teres Chasera at the same time. And this is Havara, which is Marbe B'Shiyurim. He's not doing a separate Maisa of Havara, he's just putting extra. Besides the k'teres which he's supposed to put, he's putting additional k'teres in the same ma'isa haktara. That perhaps is not an isser d'iraisa. Maybe it's also only d'arabanon, an isser of marba b'shiyurim. However, it would seem to be difficult to understand, because the din is that the Kohen Gadol had to be makter from his molei chofnov. So it would be impossible to be makter at the same time two sets of k'teres from his chofnov. Now the stipler in Kilis Yaakov on Yuma, Simon Yud Dalet, he discusses this kasha, and he has a few possible terutzim. One possibility, he says, is that perhaps this is a mekalkel bahavara. He's doing a melacha which is not productive, it's just mekalkel. Since there's no kiyum mitzvah being done with the burning of this k'tayres, so it's a destructive melacha, and he won't be chayiv kares. An additional teretz, he says, which is based on the gra which we mentioned before, that Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go lefnayu lefnim anytime he wanted to, not only on Yom Kippur, as long as he does the avoda which is described in the parasha, and therefore this din of teretz chaseira is negeya for Aaron HaKohen, even when it's not Yom Kippur. If Aaron was to go lefnayu lefnim and be makter k'teres chaseira the rest of the year when it wasn't Yom Kippur, so there's no problem of Isser Havara, in that case we need a pasuk to tell us that there's a chiyuv misa for k'teres chaseira. Now further down the Omid, we have Shita Rav Ashi, he's coming to answer, why do we need two psukim to tell us that you have to put Mala Oshon in the k'teres? There are a few terutzim, and Rav Ashi answers, chad le mitzvah v'chad le akiv. One pasuk is to tell you lechatchila that you have to put Mala Oshon in, and the second pasuk is to tell us that b'diyeved, if you didn't, it's ma'akiv in the hechsher of the k'teres. Now the Rishonim all ask a kash over here, Taisvis, as well as the Taisvis Yishonim, and other Rishonim, why do we need a second pasuk to tell us that it's ma'akiv? We have a klal, which is mentioned later on in Daf Samach Omer Aleph, that any avoda on Yom Kippur, which is done by the Kohen Gadol, b'bigdei lovan b'fnim, the word chukah in the parasha tells us that b'dievet it's ma'akiv. And if so, since this k'tayres, the Kohen Gadol is being makter lefnayu lefnim, and we already have one pasuk to tell us that lechatchila you have to put mala oshen inside, we should not need a second pasuk to tell us that it's ma'akiv b'dievet. Chukah tells us that everything which is lechatchila is also ma'akiv. And Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Chad LeMitzvah, he answers that Ein Echanami, you do not need the second pasuk for Yom Kippur. For that we have chukah to tell us that it's ma'akiv. But it's negeh the rest of the year, that if you do not put mala oshen in the k'tayres, then b'dievet it's pasul. According to Tosfos, Rav Ashi is maskim to that which Rav Sheshe says, that mala oshen is not only on Yom Kippur, it's the rest of the year as well. And on this Rav Ashi says that the second pasuk is to tell us that it's ma'akiv b'dievet, meaning even the rest of the year. This is Tosfos' teretz, however the Tosfos Yishonim says differently. He says that even though we have a klal, that anything which is b'vigdei lovan b'fnim is ma'akiv, he says here we would not know without the second pasuk that mala oshen should be ma'akiv. Because he says that the tikkun haktoras, the preparation for the haktoras, was not done on Yom Kippur, it was done erev Yom Kippur. And therefore this does not go into the klal that anything which is done on Yom Kippur b'vigdei lovan b'fnim is ma'akiv. The preparation was done earlier, that was not done b'vigdei lovan, it wasn't done l'fnayu l'fnim. And if during the preparation you left out the Mala Oshon, we would not have known that it's Ma'akiv B'dievet. For that you need a second Pasuk. Now the Tosfos Yishonim seems difficult to understand. Ein Echanami, you prepare the K'tayres beforehand. However, the mitzvah is to be makter this K'tayres on Yom Kippur with the Mala Oshon inside. At the time the Kohen Gadol was makter it lefnayu lefnim b'bigdei lovan, it did not have the Mala Oshon. Why should this not be included in the klal that any avodah which is done lefnim b'bigdei lovan, everything is ma'akiv? Lamaisa, he was makter it without the mala oshon, not like the way the Torah says to do. So I saw brought down b'shem Rav Michal Feinstein Zitzal, who explained the machlokes between Tosfos and Tosfos Yishonim as follows. Tosfos understands when the Torah tells us the pasuk of Echisa Anan Haktoras Es HaKapores, or the other pasuk Ki Ba'onu Neira Al HaKapores, this is a description how the k'tayres has to burn when it's brought lefnayu lefnim. The k'tayres is makbid that it should cause a pillar of smoke to rise. It's a din in the actual haktarah, how exactly the haktarah is supposed to appear. And therefore, if you do not put in the mala oshon, then the haktarah is not done the way the k'tayres describes, that we do not need a second pasuk to tell us that it's ma'akiv. This is included in the klal of dvarim hanasim b'vigdei lovan b'fnim. We do not need a second pasuk to tell us that everything is li'ikuva. However, Tosfos Yishonim understood differently. He understood that when the Torah tells us v'chisa anan aktoras es hakapores, it's not that the Torah is makbid how the aktorah should take place. Rather, the Torah is being megala to us what are the ingredients of the aktoras. We see from this pasuk that the Torah wants the aktoras to contain mala oshon. Mala Oshen is a type of ingredient which could cause the Chisana and Akhtaris, a Sakapiris. So the Hakpada of the Torah is in the preparation of the Akhtaris and not in the actual Akhtara. Therefore, we can understand the Taisis Shonim Svara that this will not be considered Varam Hanasim Bevigde Lovim Bifnim. Here the Torah is telling us how to prepare the Akhtaris. That is something which is done before Yom Kippur, and therefore we need a second Pasuk to tell us that if you do not put Mala Oshen, then it's Ma'akiv Midiyevin. However, we should point out that the way he understands Beshitas Tosfos, that the Hakpada is in the actual Tzura, how exactly the Ketores should burn, yet Tosfos still holds that from the Pasuk of Mala Oshon on Yom Kippur, we can learn out to the rest of the year. Like we said before, Tosfos holds the second Pasuk, which comes to tell us that Mala Oshon is Ma'akev, is really only Negev the rest of the year. So you see, Tosfos holds that we learn from Yom Kippur to the rest of the year that there's a din you need Mala Oshon. Now, Bishlama, if Mala Oshon is one of the ingredients in the Ketores, the Torah is Megala to us, this is how to make the Ketores. Now we understand that from the fact that the Torah gives these ingredients by the Ketores of Yom Kippur, we can learn out to the Ketores the rest of the year. However, if what the Torah is telling us in the Pasuk of Echisa Anan HaKetores Esak HaPeres, that there's a Hakpada, how exactly the smoke should rise, so perhaps that's only when he's being Makter Lefnai Ulefnim. When he's being makter in front of the kapiris, the Torah wants that there should be a pillar of smoke which covers over the kapiris. But when he's makter beheichal the rest of the year, who said that over here there's hakpada and how the smoke should rise? So how can we learn out from the Torah and Yom Kippur to the Torah from the rest of the year? So this is a ha'ara, how to understand Shita's Tosfos in the sugya. But Al Koponim in the Shita of the Tosfos Yeshanim, who explains that this is not considered Dvarim Hanasim Bevigdei Lavan Bifnim, we now have an explanation that he seems to hold that the Torah is really telling us a din, how the Torah should be made, and not a din, how it should appear while it's burning. Now at the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Yotza Ubalag Derech Nisosai. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk where we find this concept of walking backwards because of COVID. And the Gemara further on says, V'chein Talmud ha-nifter mirabbi lo-yachshir panav v'yelech, elo mitzadid panav v'hoylech. A Talmud should not turn his back on his Rebbe when he leaves, rather he should walk backwards, mishum kovid. And the Gemara brings a few examples from Amiraim who are mekayim this din. The Gemara speaks about Rebbe Lazar when he left Rebbe Yochanan. So the Gemara first says that when Rebbe Yochanan walked away from Rebbe Lazar bowed down until Rebbe Yochanan was no longer in sight. And when Rebbe Lazar was the one who was leaving away from Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Lazar walked backwards ad the michsei mineid Rebbe Yochanan. Now, what does it mean ad the michsei mineid Rebbe Yochanan? Rashi translates she'ein Rebbe Yochanan roeihu machsir panov. Rebbe Lazar made sure that Rebbe Yochanan would not see Rebbe Lazar, his Talmud, turn his head away from him. Now, there's an interesting kasha from the Sfas Emes in the next piece of the Gemara, where the Gemara discusses Rava and his Rebbe Rebbe Yosef. The Gemara says that Rava always walked backwards when he went away from Rebbe Yosef to the point that he would constantly bang his feet and the doorstep of Rebbe Yosef's house was full with blood. And the Gemara continues the top of Amud Beis that they told Rebbe Yosef what Rava was doing and Rebbe Yosef answered back and gave Rava a bracha, Yehi Rava, the Torah Meshrech HaKula Karacha. Rashi explains why was it that Rebbe Yosef had to be told what was going on. Rashi says, Shehu Ayam Me'or Einayim Ve'enoy Makir B'dover. Rabbi Yosef, as we know, was blind. He did not see what Rava was doing, and therefore they told Rabbi Yosef about how Rava gave such great respect for him, and Rabbi Yosef gave a bracha. Now the Sfas Emes asks, if Rabbi Yosef did not see Rava anyhow, why did Rava have to be makbid on this din to walk backwards? Just as we saw earlier, Rashi says that Rabbi Lazar walked away from Rabbi Yochanan backwards until the point where Rabbi Yochanan could not see Rabbi Lazar. It's mashma that the hakpada is that the Rebbe should not see the Talmud turning his back on him. So when Rava went away from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, who anyways did not see Rava, there should be no din bechlal that Rava cannot turn his back on his Rebbe. And because of this kasha, the Sfas Emes wants to suggest, not like Rashi, that maybe really this Gemara was at the time period when Rabbi Yosef still was able to see, and that's why Rava was makbid on this din, and that which they had to tell Rabbi Yosef about what was going on, because Rabbi Yosef did not pay much attention to Rava's hanhaga, and therefore they had to tell Rabbi Yosef, but not because Rabbi Yosef wasn't able to see. Now, behemshcha Gemara, the Gemara says the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol davened bebeis hachitzain yirosain, shetehei shana zu geshuma, emshchuna tehei geshuma, Then the Gemara continues, Lo Ya'adi Ovid Shoten Midbeis Yehuda. Now the Gemara Sari and other Achronim, they point out that part of this tefillah is said B'Loshen Aramis. The Loshen Lo Ya'adi Ovid Shoten is B'Loshen Arami. The Rambam, however, in Perek Daud Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the end of Halacha Aleph, he changes it to Loshen HaKodesh. Instead of Lo Ya'adi Ovid Shoten, he says V'Lo Yosor Shevet Midbeis Yehuda. Now in the Sefer Parshas Yosef, in Parshas Achrim, he quotes B'Shem the Gra, why is it that the Kohen Gadol used the Lashon Arami and he did not say the Pasuk the way it is, Lo Yosor Shevet Mi Yehuda, because there's a cloud, Varm Shebeksav, Iyata Rashai Lo Imrim Baal Peh. The Kohen Gadol cannot say this Pasuk unless he reads it Mitoich HaKsav, and therefore he says the Targum, Lo Yodi Avid Sholten Mi Debeis Yehuda, that's the Targum on that Pasuk, he says that instead. The Rambam, however, does bring the Pasuk, but he says it with a slight difference, Lo Yosor Shevet Mi Beis Yehuda, perhaps that's why it's not a problem of Dvarim Shebechsav Yet HaRashoy Lo Imrim Baal Peh. The Gvur Sari, however, is bothered by a different problem. How is it that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to daven using Lashon Arami? The Gemara in Soito, Lamed Gimel, Omer Aleph says, Kol HaShoyol Tzrochov B'Loshon Aramis Ein Malachi HaShoris Nizkoken Loi Lefi She'ein Malachi HaShoris Makirim B'Loshon Aramis. The Malachi HaShoris who bring the Tfilois in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they do not know Loshon Arami, and therefore one should not daven B'Loshon Arami. And the Gvur Sari says a Yisoid, that since in the Beis HaMikdash there was always Ashuras HaShchino, a person can daven B'Loshon Arami, he does not need the Malachi HaShoris to bring his tefillos in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Kohen Gadol was able to daven even B'Loshon Arami. And he compares this to the Gemara in Shabbos that says that in front of a Chayla, a person could also daven B'Loshon Arami because the Shechina is Shaira by the Mita of a Chayla and one does not need the Malachi HaSharis to bring the Tfilis in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Mishnah starts, Mishel Nital Oren. Evan Ha'isasham Imais Nivim Rishonim. The Gemara points out that the Loshon Mishel Nital Oren is Mashma, that the reason they did not have the urn by the Bayis Sheni was because it was taken away, and not because it was Nignaz. And the Gemara brings a Machloikis, whether the urn was Nignaz, it was buried, or it was taken away to Bovel. The Tanoim bring Rayas from Psukim to both directions, or Blazer brings Rayas from the Pasuk that says, Vayeviyehu Bovela im Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. He understands that Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem is referring to the urn. Reb Shimon ben Yochai brings a different pasuk, Lo Yivaser Dovar, and nothing was left. The Aron was also taken to Bavel. And Reb Yehuda holds that Aron was Nignaz Bimkoime. He brings a pasuk that says, Vayihu Shom Ad HaYoyim Hazeh. The Aron stayed in the Mokim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim Ad HaYoyim Hazeh. Meaning, even in Bayis Sheni, when they did not have the Aron, it was Nignaz Bimkoime, and therefore the pasuk could say, Vayihu Shom Ad HaYoyim Hazeh. Now the Rishash over here asks a kasha, many Achayim discussed this kasha, why was it that he did not make a new urn in the Bayis Sheni? And he says, perhaps he'll say because the Pasuk says, V'nosata el ha'urin es ha'edos, that's mashma, that the ikur reason to make an urn is to put the luchais inside, and since they did not have the luchais, so there was no purpose in making an urn. However, he says, by the choshen we find, it says also, V'nosata el choshen ha'mishmot es ha'urim ves ha'tumim, and still, in the Bayis Sheni, they did not have the urim v'tumim. The shita of the Ravid is that this means, kepshutai, there was no urim v'tumim at all, and still they made the Cheshen. So therefore, even if they did not have the Luchais, they still should have made an Aron. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Hei discusses this Kasha, and he goes with this Teretz, that the Ikar of the Aron was to put the Luchais in, and since they did not have the Luchais, they did not make the Aron. The Mikdash David in Simon Beis, Sif Katan Aleph, he wants to answer this Kasha, and he has a Tzad to say that since all of the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to be mechanech them by anointing them with Shemen HaMishcha. And in the Bayis Sheni there was no Shemen HaMishcha. How are you mechanech the Kelim Avaidosam Mechanchosam? By using them for their Avaida, that itself was Mekadosh them. And therefore he suggests that the Aron, no Avaida was done with the Aron, so if they would have made an Aron by the Bayis Sheni, there would have been no way to be Mekadosh it. There was no Shemen HaMishcha by the Bayis Sheni, and there was no Avaida to be mechanech it with. However, the Maisi is chayzer from this teretz, and he says that the Aron, which no avodah was done with it, just putting it into its place, that itself would have been mechanechet. Now the truth is, this kasha, why did they not make a new Aron for the Bayis Sheni? Perhaps we can suggest that this kasha is only according to the Manda Omar that the Aron was taken away. But if it was Nignaz Bim Kaimai, if it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim underneath, that itself is a kiyum, it's considered that there is an aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We see that there's a stress in the Gemara that it was nignas b'mkoymoy. Like the Pasuk says, v'yihusham ad hayoyim hazeh. It was there, meaning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim ad hayoyim hazeh, even if it's underneath, it's still considered there. We'll see later on in Daf Nun Daven Amud Aleph, there is a shita that says that it was nignas somewhere else, but here Rabbi Yehuda stresses that it was nignas b'mkoymoy. We saw earlier in Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a different pasuk to show us that the Aron was nignas. The pasuk that says in Divrei Hayomim, Vayomer LeLevim, Tnu Es HaOren HaKodesh BeBayis Asher Bona HaShleima Ben David. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Tnu Es HaOren HaKodesh BeBayis? The Ha'asam Koy, it already was there. El Gnizahi, he meant to say, he put the Aron underneath the Bayis. And Rabbi Yehuda over here in Eretz Sugya does not bring that pasuk. L'chara, he wants to prove not only that it was nignas, but it was nignas dafka b'mkoymoy. That you see from the pasuk of Yehusham ad hayoyim hazeh. In the Chedushei HaGrach al HaShas, Simin Nun Vov, he actually discusses such a tzad that perhaps even if the Aron was nignas, it's still considered b'mkoymoy. And that's why the Hazois, which had to have been done lifnei HaKapayres, even though by the Bayis Sheni there was no kapayrus, there was no Aron, that's still considered a kiyum of the Fnei HaKapayrus. He quotes actually the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that V'chiperes Migdash HaKodesh, we learn from there that even a mokim which is Mekudesh with Kedushas Aron, even though the Aron was not there, you can do the Hazois in front of the mokim which has the Kedusha of the Aron. But Rechaim is suggesting that maybe you do not have to come on to this chiddush of the Gemara Menachos, according to the Manda Omer that it was Nignas B'mkoymai, maybe that's considered that you're being Mazah in front of the Aron. However, he's bothered by that there's a klal, Mechilois Loi Niskadshu, underneath the ground in the Beis HaMikdash that did not have the Kedusha. And therefore, even though the Aron was underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it was not in a place which has the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because underground had no Kedusha. However, perhaps we can suggest that if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Hilchos Beis HaBechira Halacha Aleph, he says, Be'ez Shabona Shleima Es HaBayis, V'yoda Shasoyfei Licharev, Bona Mokoim, Lignois Bay Ha'orin Lamato. V'yoshio HaMelech Tziva V'gonzoi B'mokom Shabona Shleima. The Rambam stresses that Shleima HaMelech knew that there was going to be a Chorbin, and therefore he bedafka prepared a Mokoim where the Aron can be buried directly underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Yoshio HaMelech knew about that, and he also told them to bury it specifically in this place. What is the importance of the Rambam telling us that Shleima HaMelech knew all along that the Aron was going to have to be Nignaz? What is that Negei HaLacha? Perhaps the Rambam was stressing that Shleima HaMelech wanted to ensure that there will be a place underneath where the Aron can be, which will still be considered that the Aron is B'mkoyma. And therefore, even though the rest of the Mechila is Tachas HaRabayis underground was not Niskadish, Shleima HaMelech made sure to be Mekadish this place, which he knew eventually the Aron would be Nignaz there. This will take care of the problem of Reb Chaim that Einich and Ami B'derech Chal they weren't Niskadish. Here the Rambam stresses that he knew about it so that he was Mekadish it. And if so, according to this man, the Omer, that the Aron was Nignaz B'mkoymo, as the Pasuk says, V'yusham ad hayoyim hazeh, that means to say that the Aron did serve its purpose. There was an Aron in the Bayis Sheni, even though it was not above ground, it was Nignaz underground.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.